Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley. It is Sunday, August 6th. So if it's Sunday, it must mean one thing. What does it mean, class? It's the spiritual podcast. The Every Day is Saturday, Sunday spiritual podcast. Say all of that. It's a mouthful, huh? Hey, it's Sam Crowley. I want to thank you so much. And what a difference just asking makes. Shout out to all of you leaving 5-star reviews on the podcast on iTunes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Speaking gigs coming up. You can catch me in Orlando coming up Friday, the 11th, August 11th. I'll be speaking at Guerrilla Business School in Orlando. If you're around there, we can meet up, get a photo, whatever. Just hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Follow me and keep up to date of where I'll be in the area. But yeah, seriously, grab a Guinness, grab a coffee, whatever. I'll be tweeting where I'm at in Orlando if you're in the area. Come by, stop by, let's meet, say hey, what's up? Louisville, Labor Day weekend, be speaking at an e-commerce event down in the Ville. If you're anywhere near Louisville, same thing, follow me on Twitter, let's meet up, take a picture, let me know what your Saturday looks like. And then Atlanta, the end of October, let's get to the Everyday Saturday event. That's the one I'm actually hosting and the one that you're going to be at, okay? Thank you so much. I love everybody inside of Saturday Nation. You guys are amazing. So, Sunday, what's it mean? Here comes the preacher. Here comes the preacher. Sam's going to drop all this Bible stuff. Eh, not really, man. It's just my way of thanking God for all the blessings that he has bestowed upon me, bringing me back from the depths of despair in relationships, in my marriage, in my finances, being bankrupt, and all of these things that have happened, my health, being 49 years old, feeling like I'm 29 years old. It's just all of that. All the blessings go to God, and this is my way of giving back to God. I mean, think about it. 10 minutes a week? Yeah, I think I can do that. And what's in it for you? Well, if you don't need to be a Christian to listen to the show, don't worry. I'm not dropping deep Bible verses. If you know me, the word deep and Sam Crowley, they don't go together ever. But I think you'll be inspired. I really do, regardless of what your faith is. So, hey, you ready? Cool. Small groups. Let's talk about small groups. What's it mean? You know, growing up Catholic, I had no idea. I'd never heard the word small group. You know, growing up Irish Catholic in Bradford, PA, youngest of 8 kids, we went to church at St. Bernard's in Bradford every week, and that was it. And in a Catholic church, you know, the priest is the individual who you broker the deals with God, so he's kind of the go-between. You go to confession when you go to confession, and you tell the priest your sins, and he tells you to do 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father, and I think you're good for a while. But when I started going into the non-denominational church here, Montgomery Community Church here in Cincinnati, you have a personal relationship with Jesus. And that was different to me, for me. I didn't know what that meant. Like, I could talk to God. Like, I used to talk to God. I mean, I prayed to God. But really, I can have a personal relationship with Jesus. I don't need a priest in the middle of this conversation anymore. I can just be forgiven. Wow. That's pretty amazing. And right around, I was going through a really spiritual time back in 2005. Whenever, look, here's the thing. We always get closer to God when? Well, probably on our deathbed. I've never been there. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. We don't escape that, okay? And from what I gather, on your deathbed, I guess, is when you're probably in this natural life the closest to God. And then I think the other time you're closest to God is when you're desperate. You're in despair. And that's, I think, God's way of bringing you closer to him. And for me, it was when I filed bankruptcy. It was horrible. And I read Joel Osteen's Your Best Life Now, which that book, I'd never even heard of Joel Osteen, and somebody had referred me to that book. And that was a big, big part of my spiritual journey at the time, as well as going to this church here, Montgomery Community Church, and really befriending a lot of Christians and understanding what it was all about. And then I joined a small group. Like, hey, we have small groups if you want to join. I'm like, what's a small group? It's pretty self-explanatory. It's a group, small group of people who get together outside of church. And here's the best part about it. If you can get into a small group that is authentic and real and it's not gossip, and your words are not shared outside of the small group. And the goal of it is you'll study a book of the Bible, whatever that might be. Right now, my small group, we're studying Romans, and I want to share with you a verse. Let me just share it right now. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me read that again, because this speaks to me, and I'm not a Bible person, and I'm not saying that to be blasphemous. I'm just talk about speaking without filters. That's what this show is all about. I'm going to find, and I'm on the search right now, and a lot of people have recommended me, I'm going to find the best way to understand the Bible and start reading the Bible. I don't know my Bible, okay? I want to know my Bible, but I get bored reading the Bible because I don't understand it. And a lot of people have recommended different ways and versions and books like that. Hit me up on Twitter if you've got a recommendation for how I can read the Bible and just understand it in layman's terms. That's what I'm looking for. Pharisees and all this stuff, it just doesn't resonate with me, man. I want to figure it out, all right? I want it to be in my lingo I can understand. So if you got something, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. This verse speaks to me, Romans 12:2, because listen to this. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Does that sound familiar? I don't do that at all. And I love that about myself. And I'm pretty sure you don't either if you listen to this show. But it goes on to say in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what this show is about as well, to renew your mind. And this is so powerful. So in our small group, this is what we're studying, Romans 12. And we've been studying it for a couple of months now. And I dig this. This is what small groups do for me. It helps me get into the Word. It helps me understand the Word. It helps me to apply it in my everyday life so I can understand what is this. Because words are just words. If given no meaning, they have no meaning unto themselves. It's words alone, words like conform, have no meaning unless you put the words do not and the words to the pattern of this world before and after it, you know? And so when I started going to small group in 2005, it's like, wow, this is interesting. So we all just kind of share our struggles. And at the time, I was very open about my bankruptcy, about my failure, about all these things going on in my life. We had just had our daughter, Paige, at that exact same time, a week before. And it was very empowering. And then I kind of got away from it because then it kind of turned into a gossip, this and share. And just then a lot of people came and wanted to make it this, you know, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it, just downloading nonstop. It's okay to share. Look, we want to pray for you and support you. But if you continue to come with the same problem for a year and you don't even want to solve that problem, then this is no longer a small group. It's just kind of a bitch session where you come and download for an hour, you know, and you bring everybody down. Look, we'll pray for you. We'll lift you up. But you need to meet God halfway at least and take action. So I kind of got away from small groups for a while. And I mean, just until recently, just until we started studying. I joined this new small group in February and we were studying the book of Jonah. And I was like, oh, great. First small group I'm in 10 years and we're studying about a whale that eats a guy. You know, that's real. Boy, though, the book of Jonah. See, this is the power of a small group. When we got into the book of Jonah and we actually studied, it was so much more. It wasn't about being in the belly of a whale. As a matter of fact, we spent hardly any time talking about Jonah being in the belly of a whale, and whether you want to believe that story ever happened or not, that is not the point. The point is just all of this that happened around. And read that about going to Nineveh and Jonah not wanting to go and disobeying God and running from God. And for the further he ran from God, it ended up he was actually needed God even more. And that was a metaphor for my life. The further I've run from God and tried to get away, it was apparent to me that I needed him more and more in my life. And so to me, having a small group for me holds me accountable. I talked about fasting last week. I left small group and we were challenged. Some were going to fast from, and this wasn't, you know, this was nothing more to just, hey, fast for 48 hours, guys, whether that's from media, the internet, you know, food. I chose food. So at 9 o'clock Tuesday night, I didn't eat. I continued to work out though, which was challenging. I did cardio the next day and the day after that. I finally ate after 36 hours. So I didn't make it a full 48 because literally I was just feeling, I'm going to do it next week. I'm pretty confident I can get the 48 hours next week. But I wasn't there to prove anything to anybody. Every time I felt the hunger pangs. I think I mentioned this last week on one of the shows. I would pray. I just stop and pray. And I just say, thank you, God. That's all I did. Prayer doesn't have to be getting on your knees and, oh, dear God, I want to be ready. No. For me, thank you, God. Man, am I blessed. Every time I felt the hunger pang from not eating for 30 hours, I'd say, man, I'm blessed. Wow. That was just a reminder to me. It's like somebody poking me. You know, like that stupid feature on Facebook, poke, which I don't even know if anybody even uses. I don't even know if I still have it. It was like God poking me. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Good. Thank you, God. I'm blessed. Wow. Man, do I got so much to be thankful for. So that's why I fasted last week to hear the word of God. That's why I fasted. And all of that would have never happened had I not been a member of a small group. And by the way, I think I've mentioned this a million times. At the age of 49, I'm the youngest by far. There isn't even a close second. And if any of my small group members are listening, shout out. You know, I love you, men and women. Ken Laceman, he's 83. God love him. He's awesome. Calls me kid. Kid. Let me tell you something, kid. I love it, man. Wisdom. You want to get some wisdom? Get around some old people. They got wisdom, man. I mean, I love it. Give me more of that. But I'm the youngest at 49, and I'm like, hey, I don't know if I can fast. Like, you can fast, kid. Go ahead. Get out. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to fast. And I'm so happy I did. And it allowed me for that 36 hours to every time I felt that hunger, that, oh, man, I'm hungry. Thank you, God. Thank you. Man, what a great week. I mean, just look at my life. I look at my life, four healthy daughters and a wife who loves me unconditionally and being healthy and having a business and having had to cash a paycheck from the man in 10 years. I mean, good Lord, if I died tomorrow, I'd be the wealthiest man alive. For me, it never, ever, ever, ever is about the money. It's never about the money. It's always, God, the wealthiest person in the world. It's got to be me. Who is it? It's got to be me. It's got to be you. If you weren't just given 30 days to live, it's got to be you. God never promised that it would be easy, but he did promise to give you the tools to get through the tough times, which is you might be experiencing right now. And you know what? If this message is hitting you at a tough time, listen to me. Let's end this, okay, podcast, today's spiritual podcast, with this message. Listen to me, okay? If you're going through tough times, they're not going to last, okay? But you need to continue to move. The worst thing you can do is sit in the fetal position, feel sorry for yourself, and think, oh, why is this happening to me? You know why it's happening to you? Because God chose you. Think about, of all the people he could have given this quote-unquote burden to, he gave it to you. Why? Because he wants you to turn that into a message and show and inspire other people to let them know that this does not have to be a death sentence, that you will overcome this, whether it's your bankruptcy, whether it's your divorce, whether it's your drug addiction, no matter what it is, God has given you this cross to bear, just like he gave Jesus, his only son, the same cross to bear, so he could rise from the dead, so he could overcome sin, so he could come back to this world as the Savior. That is powerful. And when you put it in those types of terms, understand you have this burden as a blessing. And I'm not throwing those words around. You know me by now. I'm not throwing those words around to just say, oh, take your mess and turn it into a message. Yeah, I believe you can do that, yes, but that's too trite. Look, drug addiction, divorce, sex, pornography, all of that stuff is a cross to bear. But you got it. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is that you have to bear right now, but you're going to overcome. And when you, not if, I didn't use the word if, when you overcome, think of the story you're going to have to tell. Think of the lives that you're going to impact. Maybe you'll have your own podcast someday very soon speaking exactly about that cross you had to bear and how you overcame that. Remember, nobody said it was going to be easy, but man, oh man, oh man, is it going to be worth it? All right. And I look forward to hearing that. Remember, Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right. Let's renew our mind going into another great week. I hope to see you at a live event very soon. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.